Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast with a new take on running, fitness, and all things health-oriented. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I present a new topic that is of interest to all runners. Hi, and welcome to episode 248 of Martha Runs the World. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. It is all about treadmill running. Yes, yes, this show is all about how to, well, we're going to talk all about it in all kinds of ways. But first, I have a confession to make. I love running on the treadmill. Now, this may not seem like a big deal if we've never met or you've never talked to me in years past. But if we ever talked before, this would be a shock to you. It's kind of a big deal that I like it now. You see, for most of my running life, I've hated the treadmill. I've tried to avoid it. At all costs, I've tried to avoid it. I just couldn't stand running on it. Hate is a strong word, true, but it's very accurate. I'd do anything not to run on it. I just couldn't stand it. But now, I run on it at least once a week at the gym because I work long hours on Thursdays and Fridays, and I like running Thursdays after work. So I run 8 to 8 on Thursdays, and then after my long 12-hour day, I go to the gym and I run. And it's such a release. It feels so good to do that, that I just love running on it, and I get a good run in after work, and I go home, and I'm so tired. I do a few things, and then I go right to sleep. It's true, but I love it. As is life, things change. As I used to hate it, I love it now. After I had both hips replaced, I was so grateful to be able to run that even running on Satan's sidewalk, as it's called, it was sure heaven for me. I don't take any run, no matter how insignificant, for granted. I've already done a whole episode on the history of exercise equipment that included the treadmill. So if you want to listen to the strange history of treadmills, how they started out as punishment for prisoners, it's true, listen to episode 235 after this one, and you'll hear all about it. I talk a lot about other equipment's strange histories as well. It's a really fun episode, so go ahead and listen to it. I love doing that. If you think of the treadmill as just another tool to help us run better, then you'll enjoy it more. That's a really good way of looking at it. It's like anything else. It's like the scale, weights, free weights, the running vest, your watch. The treadmill is just another tool to help us run. This week, I'm going to start out giving you help to start using the treadmill if you've never used one, and give you some good workout ideas as well. And if you already do use one, I'll give you some more workouts, and I'll also help give you some buying tips at the end of the episode if you want to own one of your own. Now, if you're just starting out, and you're new to the treadmill and you want to start using it, here are some steps or some ideas. Make sure you start out warming up. Now, I've heard this line many times, and I no longer believe it's true. I've always heard that treadmills are at a very slight decline, and I do not believe this is true. So you don't have to set your treadmill at a 1% incline. You do not have to do that anymore. I do not believe that. I think that's because there was a big misunderstanding of how treadmills work, of how they're set up. And I believe that that was a huge misunderstanding in the calculations of how treadmills are. So you don't have to do that anymore. If you want to get a better workout, I mean, you can, but you don't have to do that. So just start it out at zero. That's fine. And I'll talk more about that in a little bit. Start at a slower speed. I mean, start walking first, even if you're a terrific runner, and do some dynamic warm-ups first. Dynamic stretches are those where within movements where you're moving the whole time, not holding the stretch. And do this before your regular runs outside as well. Do some leg swings, do some squats, some lunges, that kind of thing. Do that first on a treadmill as you would outside. And yes, you should be doing those. I know I forget to. I'm human just like you guys. I forget to do those, but we should do those anyway. And then start walking first. Walk for a few minutes, at least, 4 to 5 minutes before you start running. Don't immediately start running. I see people who start running at the gym before they're even walking, and that's a quick way to get hurt, especially when they start running really fast. I mean, they won't even warm up. They'll just, boom, go into a run. And yeah, you're going to get hurt that way. You really will. So start at a slower speed. Walk. If you want to do it, set it for like 22-minute miles. Walking, do that for 4 to 5 minutes and then slowly increase. And then when you start running, don't run, go immediately into a sprint. Start running at a very slow pace, and then you can go into the faster miles per minute. Sorry, it's a little early here still. Need more coffee later. But start going slow and warm up, and then if you want to go into a set workout, if you have one, then you can do that. Avoid the handrail while running. Now, this is a big, big no-no. Don't hold on to the handrail. I've seen people do this. Yes, they hold on to the handrail the whole time. This defeats the purpose. You're not really doing anything. You're not getting any workout. You're cheating yourself. You're not helping yourself at all. Don't do that. Pay attention to your posture while you're running. This is a huge, huge plus. You can really help yourself on the treadmill. And this is one of the things that I like about the treadmill. One of the things that I use the treadmill for is to help my posture. I have horrible posture sometimes when I'm running, especially when I'm tired. I tend to hunch over and look at the ground. And on the treadmill, I can really work on my posture. So pay attention to your posture. If you have one of those, if you have some treadmills that face a mirror, you can look at your posture the whole time and work on that while you're using it. Make sure the treadmill stopped before you step off. That's an obvious thing, but just make sure that you don't hop off while it's moving. Also, one of the things that used to bug me, it doesn't anymore, but make sure you're not dizzy before you step off. One of the things that I hated is that I used to get severe vertigo when I used the treadmill, and I would have to just hold on and just put my head down for a few minutes before I got off. I no longer have that anymore, so it's pretty good. I've gotten used to it, so I'm okay. But just make sure that you're not dizzy. That can be really, really bad if you happen to that and just step off and all of a sudden you're in vertigo mode. Not a good thing. Now here's a couple beginning workouts. You can walk and jog. I don't use the J word. Walk and run intervals. This beginning workout will really help you build endurance, and this is actually how I started. Try alternate walking and running, and you can start without an incline. So start running for a minute, and then in between your runs, walk for 2 minutes, and then run for a minute, walk for 2 minutes, do 10 sets of those, and then when that gets good, run for 2 minutes, and walk for 2 minutes, and build it up to until you're running 5 minutes, and then you don't have to really do that anymore. And that can really build up your endurance. If you want to add an incline in there, you can. You don't have to, but it's kind of a nice way to build that up. You can also, they have beginning workouts as a sprint. Yeah, beginners should never do sprints. If you're a beginning runner, never do sprints. Wait till you've been running for 6 months at least before you do sprints. I would say also inclines are really nice. Start walking on an incline after you're warmed up of at least maybe 0.5 or 1.5 at an incline, and then try running on that for for a minute and then set it back down to zero to recovery and put it back up and do that for 5 or 6 sets and see how that goes. While you may hear people claim that treadmill running is easier, for me it really isn't. It's a different kind of running. It's not easier for me. It's actually in some respects harder because I have to really pay attention to my form. It can be a little duller because I don't have anything pretty to look at. It's just like facing myself or facing the wall or facing a window. And I usually do it at night, so there really isn't anything to look at. And I really have to focus focus on my form. And I don't have anything to take away. You know, I can't just drift off. or it's not like a trail run where you have to focus on your steps and you don't have pretty scenery. Research shows that your biomechanical patterns don't change on a treadmill versus when running outside. And that's interesting because people always thought it was different. On smaller treadmills, some runners may find that the space available does cause them to slightly shorten their stride, but that's not always the case. And if it's only occasional, it's unlikely to be an issue. Another study found that your VO2 max, a measure of how much oxygen your body can utilize during the run, is the same when running on a treadmill compared to outside. So while running outside can sometimes feel harder than running on a treadmill, though equally many people feel the opposite, me, for example, what is actually going on inside your body is very similar. After all, your cardiovascular system doesn't know what surface you're running on, and this is something to remember. It's going to be equally difficult to run on the treadmill as outside. You may be more used to running on a treadmill, or you may be more used to running outside. So I would say the surface you're more used to running on is going to be the easiest. I mean, some people only run on the treadmill and only run outside during races, which I think is kind of wrong. If you only run on the treadmill and then run outside for races, run outside. Just get used to running outside. You got to get used to that. And if you only run on the treadmill because that's what you like, well, I don't know. If you don't do races, that's fine. If that's all you like to do. But I think you're missing a lot of what makes running joyful. What pace should I be running on the treadmill? Treadmill running can be used for runs of all paces, from hard and fast intervals to easy miles. But if you're new to the treadmill, don't try to set a speed record on your maiden outing. Even experienced runners may take a while to get used to the feel of faster paces on a treadmill. And I second that. I say go slower, get used to it. I don't go fast on the treadmill. Right now, I'm just getting used to running on it, getting used to going for a while without stopping. Last Thursday, I went 15 minutes without stopping on it, and that was pretty cool. That's the longest I've gone on it without taking a break. So I'd say run on it a bunch of times before you decide to start sprinting. Here's more about the myth of the gradient. It's often said that you should put the treadmill at a gradient of 1% to more accurately simulate outdoor running. But this largely originates from a misunderstanding of a famous treadmill study. Back in 1996, Andrew Jones of the University of Brighton published a study called "A 1% Treadmill Grade Most Accurately Reflects the Energetic Cost of Outdoor Running." However, this was only the case with efforts faster than 7.09 minute mile pace. And I don't know about you, but I don't run that fast. This is because at paces slower than that, the cost of running outside and more air resistance may be slightly greater than doing so indoors. However, other researchers will say this is anyway negated by the fact that you may well be getting hotter at a gym treadmill than you would outside. Either way, it's not something to worry about and not something you should set it at 1%. You don't have to do that. It's not necessary and it's not accurate. So don't even bother it. I mean, if you want to get better workout, you can do that, but you don't have to. All right. Let me see. Now, there's a couple workouts that you can do on a treadmill. The workout 3-2-1 speed session. Now, this is a faster workout and for more experienced runners. This is not something for a beginner to try. You want to warm up at 5 minutes easy and then do sets 3 minutes fast, 2 minutes recovery, 2 minutes fast, 2 minutes recovery, 1 minute fast, 2 minutes recovery, and you want to repeat that one or two times and cool down 5 minutes easy. You always want to have a warm up of 5 minutes, cool down of 5 minutes, and just really give yourself a lot of time to warm up and cool down. That's really important in a lot of these workouts. And I know a lot of people who use the treadmills at my gym do not do this. Got to do that. That's super important, especially when you're doing speed work. That's a really nice speed work session. And then you can do, here's a hill workout you can do. Now, where I live, we got lots of hills, so you don't have to do this at where I live. But if you live in a flat area, this is very good for you. Warm up 5 minutes, and here's the main set. 1 minute fast at 2% incline, 1 minute fast at 4% incline, 1 minute fast at 6% incline, 1 minute fast at 8% incline, and then go back to 2 minutes easy at 1%. And then repeat this set, and you can repeat it as many times as you want, maybe two more times. Give yourself maybe a 1 to 2 minutes in between if you're tired. That should help. But give yourself a little bit of time in between, because I know I would be tired if I tried to do those fast in between. So I would be out of breath. And of course, you want to give yourself the warm up of 5 minutes and cool down of 5 minutes. Treadmills provide an environment for you to exercise indoors. Now, here are some of the pros and cons of treadmills. The difficulty level is the same. The difficulty level always arises when it comes to running indoors versus out. People assume that running outdoors is empirically harder than logging miles inside on a treadmill. However, you can adjust the incline and speed level on a treadmill to make it easier or more challenging or at the same level as running outdoors. You are in control and can decide what level you want to run at. It's easier on your joints. The smooth cushion belt is more forgiving than hard pavement or cement. If you can't get to the trails, the treadmill is easier than cement or pavement. This can be especially helpful when rehabbing or coming back from an injury. Make sure you ease your way back to the road following an injury by alternating treadmill outdoor runs. Or try doing some exercises in the water, if you have access to it, of course, a few times a week. You can simulate race environments. Many more advanced treadmills allow you to create your unique course profile, which you can use to simulate your desired course. Even if you're not training for a race, you can switch up your workout by choosing a specific trail or terrain from around the world, depending on your options, to make you feel as though you're half a world away. And there are actually those options free in YouTube. You can look those up. And if you find a simulated YouTube trail, you can do that virtually while you run if you want as well. You can find those. I can't use those personally because those make me dizzy. If I focus on a movie or a show or anything like that while I'm running and I have to look at it, if I have to look at TV or anything like that, I will get dizzy. That focus will make me super dizzy, so I can't do that. So I just listen to music, which is fine for me, and I just focus on something like there's this Verizon sign across the street that I look at in through the window, and that helps me. But that's me. But if it doesn't make you dizzy, I think that's really something very, very helpful. Now, you don't have to worry about weather, temperatures, or terrain issues while running on a treadmill. If it's very cold where you live and you don't want to be outside, or if it's very hot, or if it's smoke season like we get in the West with wildfires and lots of smoke, you can do it out inside, and that makes that really, really helpful. Now, here are some of the cons. While there are benefits to running on the treadmill, there are a few downsides as well. You could lose your agility. Although treadmill might provide your joints with more cushion, you don't get the added benefit of running on an uneven terrain or pavement. Even if the ground outside may feel flat to you, it never truly is. Therefore, your foot and leg muscles constantly make minor adjustments to adapt to the changing surfaces. And this is especially true if you're trying to do trail races or something where there's a lot of movement of the legs that isn't just forwards. So if you need to do that, you have to alternate between the treadmill and outside. You just have to if you want to take your running seriously. If you're just doing it just for the exercise and not planning on doing races or anything, that's one thing. But if you are planning on doing any kind of a race, road or trail, do some running outside. You really have to.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
These adjustments are significant for coordination and balance and will help you improve your ability to do everyday things. While treadmill running can help improve your overall fitness, it will only mimic the real-life situations simulating runners running outdoors. You don't work as many muscles. Because there is a machine powering the belt, the muscle mechanics differ when you run on the treadmill. Outside, you typically rely on your hamstrings to finish the stride cycle and lift your legs behind you, almost kicking your butt. But on a treadmill, the propulsion of the belt does much of that work for you. So you really don't get the same movements on a treadmill as you would outside. That's really important. Your hamstrings don't do a lot of the work, so your hamstrings don't get as strong. So again, it's really important to alternate running on a treadmill and running outside. And you use your quads to push off, but your hamstrings aren't firing as much as they would if you were running outdoors. If you're only running on the treadmill, be sure you're also doing cross training to work the muscles in the back of your legs, including your hamstrings and glutes. So that's really important. If you don't want to run outside, if you're not racing, cross train. Now, this is really important. If you're looking to buy your own treadmill, I have this whole section. If you want to buy your own, there's a lot of things you have to look out for. It's a very expensive piece of equipment, and it's a big investment. So you want to have the right one for you that fits you. It's like buying a car, really. Here's a handy guide to help you purchase the right one. Try it before you buy it. If you can, try out the treadmill in person. Don't just buy one online that you've never tried before. Here's a try before you buy checklist. Does the cushioning and shock absorption of the running deck feel comfortable? When you walk or run, does your feet hit the motor housing? Can you easily straddle the deck when standing on the side rails? Is the display monitor easy to read? Are the controls easy to reach and operate? Now here's four factors to keep in mind. The size. Most treadmills have a similar footprint, on average 77 inches long by 35 inches wide. While folding treadmills can help you save some space, many of the sturdier and higher rated ones still have a fairly large footprint. Plus, you'll need adequate empty space around the treadmill for access and safety. Ergonomics. If you're a runner, you'll need a deck length that accommodates your stride. Consider how comfortable you are on the machine while walking or running. Choose a model that appeals to you ergonomically and aesthetically. Connected features. Docks for smartphones, USB ports, wireless internet connectivity are standard features on many treadmills. Adjustability. Most treadmills have top speeds between 10 and 12 miles per hour. Some will go faster. They typically incline between 10 and 15% grade, but some offer an increased gradient. Now, once you've narrowed down your choices, here are some other things to consider before making the purchase. Weight and assembly. Treadmills are heavy, so ask about delivery. Check whether assembly, tricky even for experienced DIYers, is included or available at an additional cost. Warranties. When it comes to the warranty, look for 3 to 7 years of coverage on parts and at least 1 year on labor. Most treadmills have a lifetime warranty on the frame, and you should get that for the motor as well. Returns. Confirm the store's return policy. Even if it will take back the treadmill, you might have to pay for the store to retrieve it, as well as for restocking fees. If you purchase it online, find out how return shipping is handling. Now, there's two types of treadmills. There's the folding treadmill. And I never knew about the folding treadmill. I don't know that much about them anyway. All I know is the ones that I use at the gym. There's a wide variety of folding treadmills available. Many of the cheaper models will take up less space, but they generally have shorter decks and are less sturdy, better for walking than for running. However, many of our recommended folding treadmills are fully featured and adequate for runners, as well as for walkers with a good range of exercise programs, including heart rate control setups. Some come with a chest strap heart rate monitor as well. Now, the pros are you can get a fully featured folding model that may still help you save a little space. The cons? The deck on some models may be too short for runners with a longer stride. The non-folding treadmills. These treadmills offer a sturdier deck and frame, a longer running belt, and a larger running surface. The pros? The best choice for frequent models are the non-folding ones and are constructed of heavier, more robust materials. Integrated heart rate control programs, higher max speeds, and steeper max inclines are typical. They are rated for heavier people and come with the longest warranties. The cons are, it may seem odd, but these pricey models sometimes have fewer built-in programs. When every square foot counts, space considerations are non-negotiable. Treadmill features. Now, treadmill manufacturers look for ways to make exercise less monotonous and more interesting. Your task, decide which features you need and avoid paying for options you don't care about. For example, consider your training style. Do you need to be distracted from your workout, or do you enjoy planning your fitness regimen and creating physical challenges? If it's the former, entertainment features and automatic programs might take priority. Otherwise, features such as max speed, incline settings, heart rate monitoring, and interval programs should take precedence. Now remember, a treadmill is merely a tool to make strides towards your cardio fitness and health goals. Keep those objectives in mind to help identify features that are most important to you. Buying a treadmill is an expensive investment, and you want to make sure it's the right one for you. So take your time in purchasing one, finding the right one to purchase, I should say. So this should really help you on your way if you want to run on a treadmill, or a dreadmill, as we used to call them. But I do enjoy running on it once or twice a week. I don't think I would like it if I had to do it more than that, because I really like being outdoors. I mean, ideally, I like the trail, but I can't get to the trail that often, especially these days. And I've got a couple road races coming up, so I got to stick to the road right now. But after this half I have next month, probably I'll do more trail running. But that is it. And oh, please, if you want to join the Facebook group we have, it's a little Martha Runs the World group we have on Facebook. I will post a link on the website, martharunstheworld.com. If you want to become a subscriber to the Martha Runs the World podcast, there'll be a link on that. It'll say support the podcast. That'll be on the website, and you can do that for $3 a month. It's pretty easy, and it's very helpful, and thank you so much. And you will get extra episodes every month, I promise. So if you want to do all that, it's all on the website. If you want to email me, it's martharunstheworld@gmail.com. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.